It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass-kicking to manage life's emotional shit-kickings. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
You're listening to episode one of Crave More Life's audio blog titled, Who Really Needs Forgiveness? Hey, DIY ass kickers, happy you're here. If you're like me and most of the world, at some point in your life, you've felt wronged by someone. Probably more than once. We've all been there. It's part of the human experience. But let me ask you this. Just how long have you carried around resentment for that other human and what they did to you? How does that resentment feel? Where do you feel it in your body? Maybe just talking about it today is bringing back the pit in your stomach, that anger, that how could they do that to me, that sadness, and ultimately that hurt. When it comes to forgiveness, we're kind of like elephants. We never forget that day, those words, that situation. We may get distracted from it, but every time it pops back into our minds, we sink down to that place of resentment for the other human and for ourselves for letting it happen. That's when you start to replay it all over and over again in your mind about what you should have done in that moment and what you would definitely do today if they dared to try to do it again. I call that negative nonsense energy. It does nothing to resolve the issue and basically gets you nowhere. And all that weighs you down big time. It keeps you from moving forward in relationships with other humans, feeling gratitude and joy, those big go-to places for contentment, and keeps you feeling small, really, really small. You may never forget about what happened to you, but I'll bet you've thought about forgiveness. The hurt may have been so bad, though, that you're not sure you can forgive, or maybe you don't think you're ready. Hold the phone. Forgiveness needs to be on your to-do list, girl. And do you know why? Because you are all about DIY ass kicking, right? And that's not emotionally beating yourself or anyone else up as a way of dealing with feelings of hurt. It's using your deep core understanding to make yourself feel good. And prolonged resentment, sadness, or anger does not feel good. Forgiveness isn't about absolving the other person of their responsibility for being a dick, aka being intentionally hurtful. And it's not about having to be the bigger person and simply let that shit go. True forgiveness is making a conscious decision to not carry the hurt around with you anymore. It's about you, not them and what they did. Try this. Affirm that you will only carry lightness with you today. Set your intention for having a day full of joy and do whatever you need to do to make that happen. Be kind and compassionate. And treat yourself with love. Keep so friggin' busy with the love work that the negative nonsense energy has no room to breathe. Focus on you, not the other human and what they owe you. And while you're lovingly kicking your own ass here, don't forget to ask your deep core about the boundaries you need to set that will stop hurtful humans in their tracks. Forgiveness starts with making the decision that you are done carrying crap around in your head and your body. So what does your done look like? With much Sunday love, Diana.